We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to the program. A busy day today. We have got a lot of stuff to cover. And each and every Thursday at this time, we have the good fortune of speaking with our mayor. And it seems that every conversation we have with Mayor Bob Whalen gets more and more important each and every week. Mayor Whalen, thank you for being here this morning.
Thanks, Ed. As always, I enjoy talking with you and the chance to share some information with the community.
Fantastic. And I want to start off, as we all have been paying attention to the numbers spiking not only across the country and statewide, but specifically here in Orange County. The White House is still pushing governors to open schools up in the fall. And just yesterday ranted about the CDC guidelines for opening schools safely were being too strict. Is this a recipe for disaster, and how do you see schools opening up here in Laguna Beach?
Well, you know, it's a great question. If you look today and you see that L.A. County is now saying that the rise in cases up there, it kind of puts their plans of opening K-12, jeopardizes their plans for opening K-12. I think I've talked to a number of school districts here in the county. I think what they're hoping to be able to do is what they call a hybrid, where they can have small groups come back maybe 2 days a week and then do the rest online. But I think, as we've learned with this virus, Ed, it's going to be more of a real time decision. I mean, are we going to be continuing to surge into August, or is it going to be starting to fall off? I think they've got to. I'm glad I'm not making. I was on the school board for about 10 years. I'm glad I'm not sitting there right now, to be honest with you. It's just a tough decision to make, I think. And they're going to have to be ready to go both directions, because even if you open and then you get some confirmed cases, where you're going to be closing, and then you're going to have to go, 100% online. It's really a tough one. But I think they're all right now, the majority of them are hoping for this hybrid couple days a week.
Right. In speaking with parents this morning and hearing from them here, there's a lot of discomfort in opening up in the fall. They're wondering, should the guidelines have been more strict? So that's what we're hearing here. And as we're looking at the numbers climb and seeing the images of San Clemente and San Diego that we did you let out a sigh of relief knowing that you and the council did the prudent and proactive thing by shutting down the beaches for 4th of July?
Looking other places, yeah. And I think, a couple of people said to me it was eerily quiet here in Laguna on the 4th because the beaches were closed. But, yeah, I think it was absolutely the right thing to do. And, it's interesting. Our perspective, and I think maybe mine too, all of us as we went into this, as this virus unfolded, we thought, okay, there's going to be this first surge, and then the summer's going to come and it's all going to be, easy and sort of flat. And then the potential for a second surge. And, oh, yeah, next winter when the weather gets bad and we all get the flu anyway. That's not the case. I mean, obviously it's continuing to surge through the summer here. And it's just, you and I have talked about this before, Ed. It's just one very easy thing. And you see it every day wherever you turn or listen. You got to socially distance. You got to got to mask up. That's the only way we're going to contain this thing until we get a vaccine.
Right. You mentioned the fact that we never actually came down from the peak plateau that we were at. In retrospect, in hindsight, be it in 2020, did we open up too early? And especially Orange County, not having met the criteria, the state's criteria, did we open up too early?
Yeah, I think in retrospect we did. I think it was in my view of it. I'm not the scientist or the medical doctor, but there was too much contact too quickly. I think the bars and the indoor dining were a particular hot spot. I think if you were doing it over again, the numbers would tell you do it more slowly. It's a tough situation though, because more slowly means, for a lot of these businesses, more failure. So everybody was trying to balance it and get it, can we do this in a way? And where we can reopen and businesses can get going and we can still protect the health. And I think that had that been done with, more compliance with the face coverings, it might have worked out. But, there was a strong resistance to that, and it didn't work out. So now, as the governor said, he's put the dimmer switch. He's putting it on, and we'll see. We'll see if it goes further backwards or not, depending on the numbers.
Right. We need to have the collective will of everyone to make it work. It has to be collective in order for it to work. Are you planning now for Labor Day weekend? Is the council talking about Labor Day weekend and what that's going to look like? And if we're thinking about maybe shutting the beaches down then as well?
No, we haven't met since July 4th. And we meet next week. We actually meet the next 3 weeks. I think we will start taking a look at that. I don't know what we'll do. Labor Day tends to be a little less robust a weekend than July 4th. But we'll talk to our marine safety guys, and obviously we'll keep an eye on the medical side of it too, and see. So I wouldn't put it off the table.
Okay. All right. Something else that I want to ask you, if it's on the table. Dr. Fauci yesterday suggested that states that are seeing severe spikes should consider shutting down. And here in Orange County, we're expecting our highest numbers to date toward the end of July. Is City Hall prepared to shut down operations again? And if that's the case, what would that look like?
Well, I think they've opened in a very prudent manner. A lot of PPE, a lot of, protective plexiglass. They're kind of scheduling people in for appointments where they can. But, the answer is, if we start to, especially if we start to see any of our employees, a spike in infections, I'm sure the city manager would not hesitate to shut it down again. So far, knock on wood, it's all been good. We haven't had infections on the parts of employees. We've taken care to space them out, and they are masking. If you follow the rules, I think you can do, you can open some of this safely. And so far, so good. But we would not hesitate if there's any indication that it's a hot spot.
Great. And here in Orange County, or here specifically in Laguna Beach, we've had, in the last 7 days, we've had 18 additional positive cases reported. So the numbers are climbing here in Laguna Beach. So I know you're keeping an eye on that. Something else I know you're keeping an eye on is next Tuesday's meeting. And after about, I've lost count at like 1,000 different meetings, the council has finally taken up the historic preservation ordinance. Several questions regarding that. Number one, are you ready for a long night of public testimony that night? And are you expecting to rule on it Tuesday?
Well, good questions. Yes. Expecting a lot of comments from people on the Zoom platform. Mm-hmm. As you point out, we've had numerous meetings. The council is now, it's come almost a couple of years ago that we gave direction to staff to go draft the historic ordinance in a way that would make it voluntary to place your home on the historic register. Mm-hmm. So it's coming back now. I said at the last meeting that we'll see, whether we can get to a first reading of the ordinance. This is an ordinance, so you have to introduce it and do a first reading of it Tuesday night if you're able to, and then you do a second reading and it becomes final. Second reading is kind of perfunctory, but we'll see. I've expressed this publicly and to the city manager as well. There's a lot to digest. It took staff a year and a half to get back to us. And, I'm not sure council is going to be ready on the first night to take action or not, but we'll see. I have not seen the ordinance yet. It hasn't been released. So, we'll see, we might get there or we might just get through discussion Tuesday night and have to put it to the next meeting.
Okay. If I were new in town, what would you tell me are the most contentious issues to resolve?
I think the whole issue is the most contentious issue relates to the CEQA issues, the California Environmental Quality Act issues. There's differing views on how that affects this whole process. There's lawyers on both sides, taking different views of it. But the key element of it for everybody is the voluntary aspect of it. Is it, in other words, does your home become a historic resource just by getting older? Then you have to, you have to submit to some kind of historic review or analysis, or is it truly a voluntary choice that I want to put my home, or I don't, I do or I don't want to put it on a historic register. So I think the environmental issue and then the sort of the voluntary involuntary question is the key, the essence of it.
Right. You think it would be helpful to start the item with an announcement that the inevitable outcome is going to be a compromise and that neither side will get everything they want?
I don't know about that. I think that's probably true. And you know, sometimes maybe that reflects that not a bad decision. But you know, again, we've got a lot to do and review between now and Tuesday because the council's still waiting to see the text of the ordinance as it was drafted and the staff memo and analysis. So right. I'm sure we'll all be studying hard this weekend.
All right. Well, I'll let you get to work. Mayor Whalen, on behalf of the city, thank you for being proactive last weekend and taking health and safety into consideration first with your decision on the beaches. You were the first. So we really appreciate that. And thank you for being here this morning.
Good. Well, thank you, Ed. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And got a little gray out there today, but I'm sure we'll have a beautiful summer day here in a couple hours. So enjoy it.
Yeah, we will. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, and we'll let you get busy working on Tuesday night.
Thanks, Ed. Take care.
Thank you. Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:42 The Time on the Mornings with Ed Show.